And now that my lord husband and my sweet son have gone to the gods, the bastard looks at my lands hungrily.
Bran wanted to give the lady 100 men to defend her rights, but Sir Roderick only said,
"He may look, but should he do more, I promise there will be dire retribution. You will be safe enough, my lady, though perhaps in time, when your grief is past, you may find it prudent to wed again."
"I am past my childbearing years. What beauty I had long fled," she replied, with a tired half-smile. "Yet men come sniffing after me, as they never did when I was a maid."
"You do not look favourably on these suitors?" asked Lewin.
"I shall wed again, if his grace commands it," Lady Hornwood replied. "But Moore's Crowfood is a drunken brute, and older than my father. As for my noble cousin of Manderley, my lord's bed is not large enough to hold one of his majesty, and I am surely too small and frail to lie beneath him."
Bran knew that men slept on top of women when they shared a bed. Sleeping under Lord Manderley would be like sleeping under a fallen horse, he imagined. Sir Roderick gave the widow a sympathetic nod.
"You will have other suitors, my lady. We shall try and find you a prospect more to your taste."